told you one of science fiction's greatest authors believed he was receiving divine messages through a pink laser beam. Today, we're exploring the fascinating story of Philip K. Dick's mystical experiences that transformed both his life and his writing.
You know what's wild about this story? This wasn't just some brief hallucination. We're talking about an experience that led him to write an 8,000-page journal trying to make sense of it all.
Let's set the scene. It's February 1974 and Dick is having a rough time. Writer's block, IRS troubles, and recovering from dental surgery. He's waiting for pain medication when there's a knock at his door.
And that's when everything changes. The delivery person is wearing this simple golden fish necklace, and suddenly, boom, Dick believes he's experiencing memories of being an early Christian during Roman times.
What makes this so fascinating is that Dick had spent decades writing about shifting realities and paranoia in his novels. Then suddenly his own reality seems to completely transform.
So, what exactly did he experience? I mean, beyond the initial fish necklace incident.
Well, he described being hit by this pink beam of light that he claimed gave him access to vast knowledge. We're talking about suddenly understanding Greek, Hebrew, and Sanskrit. He even said it helped him diagnose an unknown medical condition in his young son.
That's incredible. And honestly, pretty terrifying. I mean, imagine having your entire understanding of reality suddenly turned upside down like that.
He started calling this presence Valis, Vast Active Living Intelligence System. Sometimes it appeared as an ancient Christian named Thomas, sometimes as a Greek Sibyl, sometimes as the Holy Spirit. And get this, it would actually give him business advice.
Wait, what? Business advice from a divine entity?
Oh yeah, he claimed it fired his agent and publisher, helped him collect unpaid royalties, and even fixed the margins on his typewriter. You know what's fascinating? He maintained this incredible sense of humor about it all, saying things like, "On Thursdays and Saturdays, I would think it was God. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, I would think it was extraterrestrial."
That's what makes this story so compelling. The way he balanced profound spiritual experiences with this kind of self-aware humor. He could write about existence being a triune ham sandwich while seriously discussing the nature of reality.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. Actually, a fascinating parallel with Carl Jung, the famous psychologist. In 1916, Jung had his own intense period of mystical experiences, where he felt surrounded by spirits and received messages he felt compelled to write down.
Both of them ended up diving deep into Gnosticism too, right? This early Christian movement that emphasized direct personal experience of the divine.
Exactly. And both saw in ancient Gnostic texts reflections of their own experiences. But we can't ignore the elephant in the room. These experiences bear a striking resemblance to symptoms of acute schizophrenia.
There was psychologist Anton Boyson pointed out there might not be a clear line between valid religious experiences and what psychiatrists would call mental illness. The key difference might be in the outcome. Does it lead to further disintegration or to integration and healing?
And that's what's so fascinating about Dick's case. While these experiences were certainly disruptive, they also seemed to provide some resolution to the themes of alienation and paranoia that had dominated his earlier work.
It's almost like his psyche was trying to heal itself through these experiences. The feminine figure of Sophia, or Pallas Athena, that appeared to him could be seen as his anima, his soul, trying to make him whole again.
And he managed to transform all of this into literature. His last three novels, Valis, The Divine Invasion, and The Transmigration of Timothy Archer, all dealt with these experiences, while maintaining this perfect balance between skepticism and belief.
That's what makes his work so powerful. He never fully committed to any one interpretation of what happened to him. He kept questioning, kept exploring.
You know what I find most poignant about this whole story? Here's a man who spent his career writing about fake realities and authentic humans. And then he has this experience that makes him question everything he thought he knew about reality.
And instead of breaking him, it seems to have given him a new purpose. He spent the last years of his life trying to understand and communicate what happened to him, even while maintaining enough self-awareness to joke about it.
It really speaks to the power of narrative, how we use stories to make sense of even our most inexplicable experiences. And maybe that's what matters most, not whether Dick's experiences were real in some objective sense, but how he transformed them into something meaningful.
That's exactly right. As Dick himself wrote in Valis, sometimes the appropriate response to reality is to go insane. Though in his case, maybe it was more like, sometimes what looks like insanity is actually a sane response to a reality that's stranger than we imagine.
And that might be the perfect place to wrap up today's discussion. Whether Dick encountered God, aliens, his own subconscious, or something else entirely, his story reminds us that reality might be far more mysterious than we typically